Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Microsoft has announced two new changes as it tries to further penetrate the Indian market. The popular Chinese social network Weibo is set to overtake Twitter in terms of user numbers, and research by Statistics Netherlands has examined the online shopping habits of people in the country. Microsoft has announced two new changes that it's made as it tries to further penetrate the Indian market. It's launched a lightweight version of its video calling app Skype called Skype Lite. The stripped-down app is designed to work in areas with slow or patchy network connections and is available in seven local Indian languages. It's also launched Project Sangam, which connects its professional social network LinkedIn with the Indian ID system Aadhaar. Under Project Sangam, users will be able to access jobs and training opportunities by signing up to LinkedIn with the Aadhaar ID. Microsoft hopes that both these initiatives will help to better serve Indians, especially those living in poorer areas where internet connections may be slow and employment and training opportunities may be limited. The popular Chinese social network Weibo is set to overtake Twitter in terms of user numbers. Weibo currently has 313 million monthly active users compared to Twitter's 319 million. Weibo is seeing much stronger growth than Twitter, however, meaning it will almost certainly overtake Twitter in the next quarter. Weibo is similar to Twitter in that it is a micro-blogging social network. However, its user base is focused very much on China, and it offers several features that Twitter does not, which perhaps explains why it's seen success whilst Twitter has stagnated. For example, Weibo users are better connected and can send one another virtual gifts. Weibo has already surpassed Twitter in terms of monetary worth. It's worth $13 billion compared to Twitter, which is worth $11.4 billion. Research by Statistics Netherlands has examined the online shopping habits of people in the country. The study looked at all products and services purchased digitally in the Netherlands in 2016 and found that clothes and sports equipment were the most popular items that the Dutch bought online, cited by 48% of respondents. Travel and accommodation were also frequently bought online, cited by 44%, as well as event tickets at 38%. Surprisingly, films and music didn't appear high on the list, with only 15% of digital buyers purchasing them online. Separate research by PayPal and Ipsos found that online shoppers in the Netherlands much prefer to buy from Dutch websites, with almost a third of digital buyers buying solely from Dutch stores. The home rental giant Airbnb has finalized a deal to acquire the social payments company Tilt. Tilt is a peer-to-peer payments app that allows groups of people to pool money as well as send and receive money. By acquiring Tilt, Airbnb is bolstering its reputation as a company that can deal with all parts of the home rental process, including the payment process. A spokesperson from Airbnb commented on the acquisition, saying, "By joining forces, we'll reimagine how groups travel and enhance trips, our new platform that brings together where you stay, what you do, and the people you meet all in one place." Airbnb operates in 191 countries around the world and has hosted over 150 million guests. And finally, the delivery company UPS was left red-faced after the planned demonstration of a drone delivery system went wrong. The team was unveiling a drone-launching truck, showing how drones could fly from the truck and fly to another location to deliver a package, something that could help improve efficiency in rural locations. However, although the first flight went well, when they tried to do a second, non-conventional launch, the drone tipped over and was then almost crushed by the truck roof when it closed. A UPS spokesperson commented on the incident, explaining, "For the photographers, we tried to do a quick non-traditional delivery and something went wrong. We probably shouldn't have tried to do something weird like that with everyone watching." And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.